Thursday morning at 5 o'clock, little man woke up on Saturday morning, and we got up. When he gets up, you get up. And we got up at 5 o'clock with him, and he was ready to get up. And I told Brandy, I said, I'm going to run out to my study, and I'm going to study for a little bit, and I'll be back. And as I went out into my study, and I got out there, and the Word of God got to speaking to me, and I come in the house, and I told her, I said, get ready. We got some things we got to get together for the sermon in the morning that God's laid on my heart. And the title that I want to preach this morning, and I'm just going to be all, it's going to be different than anything I usually do. You know me, and you're ready for me to be wide open. You're ready for me to come out wide open, swinging, and God, this morning, I'm going to do something a little different God's laid on my heart. And here it is. When the devil comes knocking. When the devil comes knocking at your home, when the devil comes knocking at your door, when the devil comes knocking at your family, what does he want when he comes knocking at your door? And this morning, if you have a copy of God's Word, it'll be in Luke chapter number 4. And we're going to read 1 through 13 this morning, and then we're going to get into the text. The Bible says this morning in Luke chapter number 4, when the devil comes a knocking. And I don't know about you, but if he'll knock at Jesus, if he'll knock on Jesus, he'll knock on you and I. So this morning, I want to illustrate with this water what old Satan wants to do to you and what he wants to do with me. If you found your place in the Word of God, I ask you to stand. The Bible says in Luke chapter number 4 and verse number 1, and Jesus, being full, say that with me, full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that he may be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whosoever I will give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, it shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, it is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. Father, I love you and I thank you for this morning. I thank you for the sweet Holy Ghost that's in this place. Father, I ask you this morning to do what only you can do, and that's to take this message and apply it to somebody's life. Lord, I pray that we don't walk out the same way that we come in. Father, I pray this morning that if they wouldn't be lost under the sound of my voice. Father, I'm relying on the power of the Holy Ghost this morning to move mountains. Lord, I'm asking you to send conviction. I'm asking you to change what's wrong and fix what's right. Father God, this morning what we think's right in our eyes, Lord, it could be wrong, and I'm asking you to change it. Lord, this morning I know old Satan, he knocks at our heart's door. And Father God, there's some things that he wants to steal. But I thank God this morning that what he tries to steal, you'll give back. Lord, if we'll just stay true to what you called us to do, you'll give back. Father, I love you and I thank you. Bless the reading of your word. Bless this study. Bless this time. And when the time of invitation comes, I pray nobody walks to the altar unless the Spirit's drawing. And Father, if the Spirit's drawing them this morning, please don't let them sit. Because we never know when that appointed time is coming to our life. Father, we love you and we thank you. And we ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated this morning. The Bible says, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, leading up to here, it said he being full of the Holy Ghost, coming from Jordan. And you got to understand when he's coming from Jordan, where he's coming from, Jesus had just been baptized. He had just been baptized, and you know what it said? It said that the Spirit of the Lord come down, and he said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And you know what Satan tried to do every time? He said, if thou be the Son of God. You know what Jesus said? He said, if thou be the Son of God. But you know what Jesus heard? He didn't hear that he was the Son of God. He heard he was the beloved Son of God. You know what the beloved mean? That would be the apple of his eye. Jesus was the apple of God's eye. And this morning I want to show you this. The Bible says in verse number 1, and Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost returned. Now this glass of water I have here, is it full this morning? Is this full this morning? Can this hold more this morning? So this morning I got to understand that Satan, when he wants to attack you, he'll never attack somebody that he done has. Listen to me this morning. And Jesus being full. So this morning I understand that Jesus was full. He wasn't halfway. He wasn't three quarters. He was full of the Holy Ghost. It said that he was full of the Holy Ghost. This morning, I want to ask you a question. Every time you try to get living closer to God, you try to do more of what God's called you to do, does it feel like Satan attacks you harder? That's what he wants to do. And he says this morning that, and Jesus being full, and he's full, Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost returned unto Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. I understand this morning that he was led into the wilderness. And when you get full, one thing that the devil wants to rob from you is your opportunity to do what God has called you to do. This morning I understand in the Word of God that he was wanting to rob that opportunity of being full of the Holy Ghost. He was wanting to rob that opportunity of being led by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. He says here, in Jesus being full, and Jesus being led, and Jesus being fed by the Holy Ghost. And you know what old Satan wants to do every time that you are full of the Holy Ghost? You know what old Satan wants to do? See, I learned this trick back before I knew that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. I learned this trick back when I was living for Satan. I learned this old trick back when I didn't have no money in my pocket and somebody else did, and I wanted to rob them of their opportunity. And I wanted to rob them of what they had. Listen to me this morning. I want you to pay attention and very clear this morning. If you're trying to live for God, don't you think it's going to be a cakewalk? Don't you think everything is going to be easy? Don't you think that everything is going to come your way? Because you have somebody this morning that's wanting to rob you. He's wanting to steal from you. And he's wanting to kill you this morning. And as I walked in the house yesterday morning, I had this black hose. And my wife looked at me and I looked at her. And I know she thought, what in the world is that doing? You know, this old jug is full of water. And this hose is very little. But you know what Satan wants to do with your opportunity this morning to be saved? He's wanting to suck that right out of you. You know what he's wanting you to do with the opportunity that you have this morning to be filled with the Holy Ghost this morning? He's wanting to suck that right out of you. You know what he's wanting to do with your opportunity this morning to be fed this morning by the Spirit of God? He's wanting to suck it right out of you. And this morning I want you to know, as a child of God, I want you to know you're sitting here this morning, but in 3 weeks from now, a month from now, hey, you could be out of church. You could be out of the will of God, and it won't come quick and it won't come fast. It'll come slow. Oh, Satan don't never do nothing fast. If he jumped right in your face, you know what? You'd know where it come from. But he does it slow, but he does it steady. And as I thought about that, I want to show you this morning about your opportunity and what old Satan wants to do to you. He's wanting to take your opportunity. He's wanting to go down to your very soul, down to your very being. He's wanting to get down to the bottom. And you know what it takes to start sucking you down? You know what it takes? It don't take a lot. That much. a very slow pull. The opportunity that you have to be saved is now. If the Spirit's drawing you, the opportunity that you have to give your life to Jesus Christ is now. Friends, this morning I want you to know, just as this water is draining down, you can see it's done went way down. It's done went a long ways down. And I understand it don't take much for Satan. You know what he does? It don't take much for something to rear up in your life. And the opportunity that you have to serve Jesus Christ, to do what God's called you to do, it don't take long. And oh, Satan, he's going to pull on that opportunity. This morning, you may be here this morning and you say, Lord, I need to be filled up. You know what Satan's wanting to do? He's wanting to rob you of that opportunity to be filled. He's wanting to rob you of your opportunity to be fed. He's wanting to rob you of your opportunity to do what God has called you to do. This morning, don't you give up on what God's called you to do. You have an opportunity this morning. Just as Satan, he'll start sucking on you. And what you used to be full, you used to love doing what God's called you to do, it won't be long, you'll start draining down. As I read that, it said, and Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost. And you know what Satan will do? If this jar was completely empty, there's no way you could suck on that. There's no way none will come out. You know when it comes out? When it's fuller. You know how he sucks on you? Listen to me this morning. When he's lower than you. I got good news this morning. If you are a child of God this morning, you are higher than Satan. If you're just a human being, you got a better chance than he has. He ain't got a chance to be saved. Hell's his home, and that's where he's going. But this morning, I want you to know. You know why he sucks on somebody that's full? Because it gets out of them easier. It pulls on them easier. But I understand this morning as we get into the Word of God. Listen to me this morning. Not only does he want to rob your opportunity, he said he wanted to rob his opportunity. And he said, if thou be the Son of God, look what he says in the text. He says that thou be the Son of God, command this bread to be made, this stone to be made to bread. And I understand this morning. The devil wants your opportunity and what God has called you to do. But I see something else in verse number 3 and 4, 5 and 6. The devil wants to steal your joy. If he wants your opportunity first. And once he gets your opportunity and he gets you pulled down to here, I want to ask you a question. Do not raise your hand. Are you pulled down to here this morning? If you are, you better do something about it in a hurry. Because I'm fixing to show you two more things I found in the text. If you're here this morning, you better get this altar. Hey, I'm talking about do business with the old-timey God. He said he'll pull your opportunity down. But I've seen something else. Once he robs your opportunity of doing what God's called you to do, and then you say, well, I don't know what to do now, preacher. He's going to rob your joy. He's going to steal that joy that you have. Look what he says here in verse number 3. And when the devil said unto him, well, how does he steal my joy, preacher? Number one, he steals it by talking to you. He steals it by talking to you. And the devil said unto him, who's he talking to? He's talking to Jesus. If thou be the Son of God, command this stone it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. I understand this morning the devil wants to rob your joy, not only by talking to you, but he wants to rob your joy by taking you somewhere. What? If he'll talk to you until you get you to follow him. And your opportunity that you have, now your joy, watch this. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee. I see this morning not only my opportunity that he'll suck away, but I understand something else. When he gets my opportunity, he's coming back. He's coming back. And he's coming back. And you say, preacher, how long does it take for him to get my joy? You know what the Lord said? He said, I want to give you my joy, that you may be filled with my joy. As a Christian this morning, how full is your joy? You know how long it takes for him to get your joy? You can walk out of here this morning on fire for God, and this evening you can be just as cold and calloused as it gets. Anybody who's been saved for any time knows this illustration well. I said, how much does it take for him to rob your joy? Your opportunity. I got plenty of opportunities, preacher, to get it right. I got plenty of opportunity to tell people about Jesus. I got plenty of opportunities. Once the opportunity is gone, you know what starts flowing? Your joy. When this thing, you see how little that hose is, but look how big it looks in the glass. Little out here, but when it goes in, you know how big it looks? That opportunity that you had, what you love to do, what you used to love to do, now your joy is getting sucked slap out of you. This morning, I want to ask you a question. Where's your joy at this morning in Christ Jesus? But I see something else in the text, and I'm going to let this run for just a little while, and I'm going to sit here. I see something else. When he gets your opportunity, and he gets your joy, he will deplete a person when he starts running their joy low. You won't be happy. You'll just be in a turmoil this morning. I don't know how long we're sitting here, but I do know this. This is how long it takes for the opportunity God's given me and my joy to completely deplete. This morning, the joy of the Lord is not where it needs to be in your life. And the devil came. But then you know what it says? It says, and Jesus said, Satan, get behind thee. Get behind me, Satan. Not only does Satan want to rob him and rob you of your opportunity, not only does he want to rob you of your joy, but he wants to rob you of your worship. He wants to rob you of the Word of God. Once he gets your opportunity, why are you talking about, preacher? Well, you know, you remember when you just love, man, you was on fire for God? I'm talking about the Spirit was thick on you. And then your joy started leaving. And it won't be long, the reading of the Word of God and how precious that Word of God is will flee with it just as fast as it came. So, preacher, what do I do? Look what Jesus said. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. This morning, I'm curious, in my own life, if it's leaking out that fast, that don't look like much, does it? When I stood over here yesterday, and I stuck this hose, I didn't do this just to do it for you. And I stuck this hose down in there and I started letting it drain. I started thinking about what Satan does to me when he comes knocking at my door. And how he starts just sucking me dry, and he does you the same way. And when I'm this low, I don't feel him pulling me as hard. I don't feel him sucking on me this hard. I don't feel it going out as me as much. But as I stay filled up and I stay full of the Holy Ghost and I stay full of where God wants me to be, man, I feel that vacuum that's on my life. I feel that suction that's on my life. My family goes through hell. Can I get an amen? My finances go through hell. The closer I get to God, everything that I've got seems like it's on the cutting line. But if I got to be down here for it to be easy, fill me up, Lord. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up, Lord. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? Fill me up, Lord. You know what the Bible says? It said he returned again. What the devil sucked out of him, he returned again in the power of the Spirit. He returned back in the power of the Spirit. Can I say to you this morning, this preacher cannot fill you up. You know what fills you up? The Spirit of God. The Word of God. That's what fills you this morning. As this is getting low, you see that. And man, it's sucking it dry. You say, preacher, how long is it going to take? I know we ain't been sitting here 30 minutes. And I know this, it don't take 30 minutes for me to get dry. It don't take 30 minutes for my joy to be depleted. Things around me. Things in my ear. Things on my shoulder. Come on, talk to me, somebody. What I hear, what I see, what comes to my step, what comes to your step. You say, preacher, what do I do about it? Amen. You say, preacher, what do I do about it? He's sucking that thing dry. I wonder who this morning's dry. I thought it was pretty fitting that Miss Denise sung, "Just Come to the Well." You know why you go to the wells to get a drink? Will he leave me alone? The Bible said that he left for a season. The Bible said he left me for a season. He didn't say seasons. There's four seasons. He left me for one. Can I say to you this morning, if your opportunity's low, your joy's low, and your worship's low this morning, and it's being sucked on, you're going to have to take back what's been stolen. You're going to have to take it back. You say, preacher, how do I take it back? God don't give it back. What? He don't give it back. How do I get it back, preacher? You're going to have to call on him. You have to, where's my opportunity? Where's my opportunity? Brother Will, where's my opportunity at this morning? Man, opportunity, man, I'm getting low and I need an opportunity. Man, I need an opportunity. Lord, I need an opportunity to get where you want me to be. I need an opportunity. I'm getting low. Lord, I don't know what to do. I'm running low. I'm running empty. Man, he won't quit sucking on you. He's going to keep on. And you're going to have to call on God. Pour it in there, brother. I need an opportunity. And when you start calling, there'll be somebody that comes up along beside of you and give you an opportunity. What you thought was going to run out. What you thought was low. Hey, there'll be a brother. There'll be a sister. But I want you to know the Spirit of God, it'll give you that opportunity. You start crying out, where's my opportunity? Fill me up. Lord, fill me up, Lord. Fill me up, Lord. I wonder who this morning say, fill me up, Lord. Hey, but where's my joy? Where's my joy? I need the joy of the Lord. I've done had my opportunity, but I need the joy of the Lord. Man, I'm in the wilderness. I'm in a dark place, and I need the joy of the Lord. Oh, fill me up, Lord. Fill me up, Lord. Please fill me up, Lord. You know my joy. You know where it's at. Fill me up, Lord. Oh, fill me up, Lord. Maybe this morning, he said it by the Spirit. He walked back out. By the Spirit, he was filled back up. This morning, it'll take the Spirit to fill you back up. Oh, but I see something else. Not only does he call on the opportunity, not only does he call on the joy, but he calls on the Word of God. Fill me up, Word. Fill me up. Give me the Word. Give me the Word. Give me the Word. Give me the Word. You say, preacher, it's going out faster than I can put it in. It's going out faster than I can put it in. It's going out faster than I can put it in. What do I do? What do I do now? What do I do now? Where do I go now? Hey, when I want you to know when your opportunity is not enough, when your joy is not enough, hey, when this Word of God, you say, Lord of God, give me what I need. I still don't see it. You say, what do I do, preacher? What do I do? What do I do? Brother Brad, pour that in that jug for me, sir. You go to something bigger than you. You go to something bigger than you. Thank you, sir. You say, it didn't fill it up. It didn't fill it up. No, it didn't. Let me tell you this. What Satan meant for evil, God means good. Your opportunity this morning, your joy this morning, the Word of God this morning, you say, well, it went out and it went away. No, it didn't. God will give it right back. If you'll ask Him, just ask Him. Just ask Him. Just ask Him. He'll fill you right back up. I don't know who this is for this morning, but I do know this. If you are about sucked dry in your Christian life and you're almost to the bottom and you say, I do not know what to do, preacher, do what Jesus did. Rebuke him in the name of Jesus Christ. Get thee behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus, and let God fill you up. As we come, Father, I love you and I thank you for this morning. Lord, I do not know who this is for that's being drained this morning. I do not know who it's for. I don't know who's in their wilderness right now. I don't know from the time they accepted you as Lord and Savior, they went through the baptismal waters, they went through things in their life, and they started growing for you. They started getting closer to you. They started doing what you called them to do, and then all of a sudden, oh, Satan slipped in there. Oh, Satan slipped in. And when he slipped in there, he started sucking on them, Father. And first thing they went is their opportunity, Father. The opportunities that you give, you've seen it slipping away. And Father God, it wasn't long. They couldn't see your face. They couldn't feel your touch. And now they're at the place their joy is being depleted. Father, they don't have no joy. Their joy is just almost empty. And then the Word of God, they quit reading the Bible. They quit studying the Word. They quit hearing from you this morning, Father. I pray this morning that you speak into their spirit, Father. You're still the same. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, you've not changed a bit. You're still the God on the throne this morning. And Lord God, whoever it is this morning that's running half empty, that ain't filled up this morning, I'd pray that they come to an old-timey altar. Father God, I'm not relying on me, but I'm relying on the power of God. I'm relying on your power this morning. If there's one in here struggling, that you'd drag them to this altar, Father. Lord God, you'd pull them to this altar for it. It's eternally too late. And Father God, they get filled up in Jesus' name. Father God, I understand this, that Jesus, he was full of the Holy Ghost. And Father God, this morning as a church, we need to be full of the Holy Ghost. Whoever it's for this morning, I'm asking you to speak softly to their heart. They know if they're drained. They know if they're at their wit's end. They know if they're at the end and they think, oh Lord God, I don't know how much more I can take. Father, this morning I want to speak life to them, that you return in the power, and there's not a person in this room that you won't give them back what Satan's trying to suck out of their life. I speak that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.